So I was saying that this picture shows a transplant robot that has been recently developed to automatic transplant brain carrying. On my left, you have the first. So on my left, you have the transplant robot manufactured by Autosys Visa, and on the right, you have the ISO transplant robot. So in 2014, approximately 4 billion plant carriers have been produced by the top 10 global producers, and many of those producers are located in the United States. So transplanting robot is a manufacturing process that requires high efficiency and extensive labor. Last year, I did a research project on labor efficiency of transplant carrying, and we found out that the area to improve labor efficiency includes increased training of new employees and also standardizing transplant plant carrying, which brings me to my project, the automation of plant carrying. Transplant carrying have been recently developed, and they offer real improvement, but trade with labor need to be carefully analyzed. So, transplanting carrying is a standard process undertaken by many growers and include receiving the plant carrying from offshore, filling tray with substrates. Some growers use pre-filled tray. Transplant plant carrying into tray filled with substrate manually or with the robots. Moving carrying to the greenhouse for propagation. Growing the plant carrying and shipping to customer. This video shows a transplant robot transplanting carrying to a tray filled with substrate. You can see in the video that plant carrying are placed onto the belt, and with two metal fingers, the robot pick up the stem of the carrying and transplant it to a tray. A camera is used for the robot to recognize which part of the carrying is a stem and which part is a leaf. My research question is, what is the profitability of the transplant robot, and what factor growers should consider when buying the robot? And to answer those questions, I survey companies that have invested in the robot. I'm surveying actually companies that have been investing in the robot by using the interview method and collecting data on pay scheme incentive of the transplanting worker. I'm also collecting data on labor costs of carrying transplant manually and with robots. And I'm developing a spreadsheet on return on investment. The spreadsheet will help growers be able to analyze what's their cost and benefits when buying the robot. And below is a transplant robot from one of the growers that I'm serving. So as I said before, there's two model of transplant robot out there right now. The first one is the ISO transplant robot, and it costs around $125,000. And the robot includes logistics. The robot transplants around, on average, between 1,800 to 2,000 carrying an hour. And there's no extra input cost for the robot ready carrying, which means grower can actually use a standard carrying with the robots. However, some carrying have a really small stem and are not compatible with the robots, and those carrying need to be transplanted manually. The second type of the robot is the Autosys robot, manufactured by Visa, and that robot also costs around $125,000 with logistics, and transplant around an average 7,500 carrying per hour. However, the carrying need to be loaded into a strip, as you can see in the picture below, and for the robot. And the input cost for that carrying to be loaded into a strip is 2 cents more than the standard carrying. And the standard carrying is this one down here in the picture below. So, in this presentation, I took a case study approach to try to analyze the return on investment, because I'm still collecting data from the growers that have
door, but
in this particular case, I took 34 million carry transfers in a year, and this number comes from my survey that I did last year on labor efficiency, on average of plant carry transplant in a year. And you can see on this graph here that most of the carrying are transplanted during the spring peak season. And then summer, it is the off-season where grower transplant poinsettia, for example, poinsettia. And when during the peak season, the labor requirement is really high. Growers need to hire more seasonal workers during the peak season in order to meet the targets. And sometimes labor availability is an issue. So, and growers sometimes hire seasonal workers for up to 6 months, 8 months, depending on the targets. The hourly wage taken here in this scenario is $11.84. And this number also comes from my research that I did last year on the labor efficiency. And with that hourly wage, and the hourly, that is average hourly of transplanting worker. And with that hourly wage, the manual cost is around 1.6 cents per carrying. My second assumption now is, what if the grower had one robot to the transplanted line? We know that the cost per machine is $135,000. And I assume here, depending on the data that I'm collecting right now, I assume here that the annual cost of maintenance is 5% of the cost of the machine per year. And the interest rate on the loan is 3% with 10 years of depreciation. So with this assumption, the number of carrying transplants by the robot is almost 6,700,000 carrying, and the robot cost is 1.2 cents per carrying. And the payback in this particular case is 4.5 years. And the average percent of the capacity used for the robot, for one robot, is 85%. So as you can see in the picture below, the grower uses the robot at its full capacity almost throughout a year, and which is something that is really good. But when you add 4 robots, the number of carrying transplant by the robot is 7,500,000, and the manual cost, the robot cost is 1.4 cents per carrying. However, the payback is higher, 12.5 years, and the average percent of the capacity of the robot used is 55%. Compared to one robot, in this case, the grower used the robot at its full capacity only during his peak season. And my last assumption is, what if we increase the hourly wage from $11.84 to $15? And actually $15 because of the recent debate on increasing minimum wage in several states in the United States. And the payback here, for example, decreased from 4.5 years to 2.2 years. And this is because the saving, when you increase the hourly wage, manual hourly, the saving decrease, which also decreased the payback for the robot. So, my key funding, what is likely to pay for the robot? Well, if the grower uses the robot at full capacity throughout the whole year, which means transplanting using the robot all the whole year, and if the grower do a long run of item that doesn't switch between species, this will save the transplanting time for the grower, and the grower will be able to transplant more carrying. Also, the robot is likely to pay if the manual process of the grower is really slow, and also if he's having a labor availability issue. Also, those numbers I just showed you, the 4.5 years for the robot, for one robot, is specific to one grower, because each grower have different case, and it is not a general number that we can use for all growers.